Everybody, welcome to Green Shoots. I'm Ryan Ballengee. It's good to have you here with us. Greg Sabella joins us, Vice President of Marketing for Unicor. We have him on to talk a couple of different topics, actually. Let's start with Unicor's iMini, which is a new launch monitor product that you guys have recently released. And this is a space where it's gotten a little bit more crowded recently. What made you decide to get into the space, and what's kind of the differentiator for Unicor versus the other products in the space?
Yeah, great question. And thanks for having me. The space is getting more crowded. We think it's still, there's tons of room to grow there. And we tried to bring something that is fits the market need, but is also unique in terms of what it brings to the table. So the iMini is a portable launch monitor, can also be used as a full simulation launch monitor, so connected to a gaming PC. But the flexibility to be able to use it indoors and outdoors. What's unique about what we offer is it's both club and ball data included in the purchase price. We have what we call is View software that is an iPad-based app that allows you to see not only all your data points, but a downrange trajectory view, side range trajectory view. And then what's very different about our offering is we actually capture video and impact of your club making contact with the ball. So on that club view, you get, you know, all of your club data along with about a 4 second clip of your ball, of your club moving through pre-impact, impact, and post-impact, and then a still of your ball on the face. So you can actually kind of visualize what push with 400 RPMs of spin to the right looks like and where you're making impact on the club head. So it's pretty awesome. It's a unique feature, and kind of the screen or the view that I see most people gravitating towards, especially outside where you're watching trajectory. You don't really have to watch your screen to see what the ball's doing.
Yeah, and you can get a good idea of the quality of your contact and start to associate what quality contact feels like versus less than quality contact.
Well, and testing clubs, I mean, you know, you can hit a shot and it feels fine. And then you look at the impact and go, oh my God, that was right in the toe. Maybe this is a great forgiving club for me. Yeah. So we're really proud of the offering. It's a great value in terms of price point. And it's portable. So it is pretty easy to chuck it in your trunk and head to the range and have a session that includes a ton of feedback. Or it's your stationary, you know, at home go-to when you don't have the ability to put in an overhead launch monitor.
It's nice to have something that you can have out of the box without having to get a massive subscription fee tacked on right away. To have good stuff out of the gate sounds important in the space, because it does feel like there's been a move toward more subscription-based data unlocking in these launch monitors.
Yeah, and we do have a subscription model. So we have a what we call a refined software, which is courses and range practice areas, and you get reporting, and it's an awesome value as well. And we have packages that start at, you know, $199 a year. So we're not trying to
very reasonable
to hammer anybody with fees. But we did want to provide something in the marketplace that you can open up, you know, download a free view app, create an account, and boom, you're getting pretty high fidelity imagery along with great data right out of the box.
How are most people using it? Do most people use it on the range? Do they use it indoors? Do they use it as a like a travel device? I mean, when they go maybe on vacation and rent an Airbnb for a week?
Yeah, a little bit of everything. It's a great question. So my setup, I live in Carlsbad. My house doesn't have huge ceilings. So in order for me to put in an overhead and a full sim with a screen, I have to build something, right? I need to build a golf shack in my backyard, which is going to take some time. However, with Mini and a nice net and a piece of turf, I can then use my outdoor TV with a gaming PC, use my launch monitor, and rip shots right into my net, have full simulation if I want it, or I just bring an iPad out there on a tripod and hit balls and get all my data right in front of me. So I use it that way. I haven't traveled with it yet. That doesn't mean I won't, but I absolutely take it to the range. You know, if you go to a range that's equipped with launch monitor stuff now, it's a fee. And you always feel like you're rushed. Oh my God, I got a half an hour. Give me my clubs. I got to go. And your session ends up being dictated and, you know, kind of controlled by time, which not many people have a ton of. So I take it to the range. I can go off to the side. I can hit shots. I can let other people try it. So that's how I've used it so far, but it is a variety of stuff.
I agree with that because, like you said, a lot of this stuff has come along, and that's great technology to be able to use at a consumer level, but you are on the meter, and you're paying for time. You're not paying per shot or, you know, whatever it is. I mean, you got to kind of get in what you can get in if you don't have this. But if you do have a device, you might as well use it and get the full extent of the value out of it that you can.
Yeah, just the quick, like, check-in, right? If once you know where your numbers are, when you're hitting it good, this is about where you're at. It doesn't take 50 shots to get warmed up. It's, you know, 5 wedges and 5 mid irons and a couple of these. And if your numbers are where they're supposed to be, you move on. But again, you're not on the clock, right? I gapped my bag at a range that had technology, and I was rushing so much that, like, midway through I was under pressure, and then you miss a shot and you go, I guess I'll just keep it. And, you know, either that or you're running to the pro shop to try to renew your time. So it does open up your ability to gain feedback without being pressured.
And you could go to the environment of your choice too. I mean, it's not, you don't have to go to a specific range that has that technology. Maybe your club doesn't have it, but now you do. You can do it there or public facility, what have you, and you don't have to kind of be dictated by who has what.
Excuse me. Yeah, we have people that take it on course. You know, if you're a country club and the course is wide open in the afternoon, just not the case that much, so much so anymore. But, you know, you throw it in your cart and go out there and actually hit a 7-iron on course or whatever club and see your flight and get your numbers and really get a feel for how you're going to use it at the course you play all the time.
Yeah, it's nice to be able to do that. And then you don't have to be a YouTube content creator to be able to take advantage of that kind of thing only.
Totally, totally.
For the average person, when they're thinking about trying to get into getting one of these portable launch monitors, what are the questions that they should ask? Which are the questions they should try to answer to decide what products are best for them?
Yeah, well, you just asked one of them. How am I going to use it, right? Is it an indoor environment, outdoor environment? Is it both? Portable's great if you have both those scenarios. If you have a basement and 11-foot ceilings and you're building a golf room, go overhead. Like, it's an unbelievably clean installation. It's a great technology. If you're going to move around and do different things, then I would absolutely go portable. So how are you going to use it is number one. Number two, what data do I need? If I need club data, then I think we're a good choice. Right? Unless I want to pay to buy the piece of hardware and more to add on club data. So if you're looking for both ball and club data, we're a great choice there. And then lastly, what do I do with that data? So there needs to be a game plan. There's a lot of information that comes out of these launch monitors. And if you don't know what to do with it, it's okay. So a little education on what is my launch angle supposed to be with my driver? What should my attack angle be? And those aren't detailed questions that need an instructor to tell you that information is readily available. And what we're going to try to do is start to create more content around that stuff for our user base that is not instructional, but really how to, right? So Ryan, how do you use your mini when you're practicing? That's going to be really relevant to a ton of people out there who are just like you, good player, avid golfer, wants to get better, but maybe not fine-tuning every single metric. So kind of what you expect to get out of it. So those are great questions to ask. And then obviously budget. You know, we're a tremendous value for what we offer. And, you know, we like to say around the office here, bring it on. Like, we'll go against anybody. I don't care what your product costs. It's how you use the data you capture that provides accurate, consistent, and timely information. And those are the three things that we are really proud of.
We'll switch gears a little bit for something that is now a couple of months old, but is probably taking shape as we're talking, which was the acquisition of Evenroll, which is a great putter company. It's won a ton of awards from our friends at My Golf Spy over the last several years and their different equipment tests and reviews. What was the impetus behind that acquisition, and how is it going so far integrating a putting company into simulation and data measurement company?
Yeah, I think the impetus was kind of the core of what Evenroll brings to the table, and that is a expertise in manufacturing, a ownable technology that is demonstrable. You can see it, you can feel it, you can measure it. And Garen's kind of passion for staying in his lane, if you will. He is a genius at what he does, and his passion behind it is what he does was very attractive to the senior team and the ownership here, saying, hey, if we want to get into, you know, build a bigger footprint in the U.S. market, we want to align ourselves and align with a company, regardless of the kind of category. It could have been drivers or wedges or whatever, but Garen's a unique individual. I think the company is very unique. And to be honest, you know, I worked at a competitor of Garen Reif, Odyssey Golf, for a number of years and ran marketing there. Garen was on everybody's radar, except the big group of consumers who don't yet know how good Evenroll is. Yeah. So thankfully, when I was a competitor, now that I work with Evenroll, and I work in the Evenroll office a couple of days a week with Garen on a marketing side, you know, my first thing to him was, why don't more people know who you are? Like, you need to get your name out there. And that doesn't mean via lower price product and dumbing down technology. It's once people roll putts with your putter, you don't have to say a whole lot. It is really that different. And the simplicity of Evenroll, which is his technology, you know, where you hit it all over the face and the ball rolls the same distance, is pretty compelling. And most putters, golfers on the putting green, don't miss left and right by 10 or 12 feet. They miss short and long by 10 or 12 feet. Right. So if I can check that off of your list by giving you a product that helps control that, that's a huge step in the right direction. So I think kind of the combination of those things is what made them an attractive acquisition. And, you know, the ability to come in and help them expand into a bigger, broader consumer set.
What was that answer for Garen? What was the reason why more people didn't know about his work? Because it is fantastic. I mean, he's accomplished a lot in this industry.
He's a very humble guy. I will tell you that. Now, Garen is a marketer at heart. He came from Leo Burnett. He is a genius when it comes to taglines and branding and things like that. They just hadn't had the support behind them to go out and invest in brand awareness building and consumer marketing, which, you know, you've been in this business a long time. It's a pretty long tail to build a brand. You don't see ROI immediately. It certainly isn't inexpensive. And there's a lot of competition out there with deep pockets in that category. Who are going to fight tooth and nail for every share that point they can get. So it wasn't from a lack of desire. I think it was a lack of resource. They're pretty nimble and small company. And, you know, we think we can help them establish that foundation so that we can go out and start telling the world how good these putters are.
And is there any crossover for Garen and Evenroll to the world of data measurement and simulation, or those kind of two different silos?
No, there absolutely is. And, you know, I can't say we're there yet, but putter fitting and putter metrics and it is becoming much more apparent. I mean, you look at what happened, the last two major Open Championship winners dominated in putting. Brian Harman strikes the ball well, but he putted like a magician for 4 days. And that's what won him the tournament.
Right.
Same thing with Cam Smith last year. Also a great ball striker and also a great golfer, but everybody knows how good he putts. So there is absolutely something to getting dialed in with metrics and timing and tempo and launch and speed with your putter. We measure that stuff with the Mini, which is something I should have mentioned, is we also do putting. Now, there's not a ton of metrics available right now in putting, but the ability is there to use it. And Garen is certainly interested in that. He does Evenroll experience at headquarters in Carlsbad, which is a full fitting using Quintec and technology and tons of different heads and shapes. And it's a really neat process to be able to then take some of that home, if you will, and continue to build on what you built on there with your product is an absolute desire for us.
Yeah, I mean, it feels like to me there is a whole world to be unlocked of basically home-based fitting, home-based fixing of your putting stroke. I mean, for all of us who have spent a lot of time with a golf ball on a carpet, putting toward a cup over the years, even to have some kind of data like that as a baseline would be tremendously helpful, I think, for a lot of players.
Yeah, and I'll be the first to admit, you know, as good as golf simulation has gotten and as real as it is, the putting experience in golf simulation is not great yet. And we're working on that. And with the help of Garen, we'll get to a point where now it's real, right? A 10-foot putt feels like a 10-foot putt. A 50-foot lag feels like a 50-foot lag because I have some real data to measure. You know I got to move my putter 12 inches and it's got to be moving at least 9 miles an hour to hit it 20 feet, for example. Yeah. So we can now take that and say, if you didn't do that, your putt went to 8 feet, and start to really build in the kind of realness of putting into golf simulation. And when we get to that point, you know, now the graphics are so good and the turf interaction, and we have trouble mats on some of our systems that really mimic sand and rough. It feels like you're playing real golf. It just happens that you and I could play together, even though you're in, where are you, DC?
Yep.
And I'm in California. And whether it's raining or 105 degrees, we can play golf together and in an hour and a half instead of 5 hours sometime 4 weeks from now when we happen to cross paths at some convention, you know?
Right. And that, I mean, that piece of it, all that kind of coming together, I think is why the simulation is starting to finally take shape in the way that it has in this country in particular, has really started to grow. And not only just in, you know, franchise businesses or what have you in locations, but also being able to do it in your own home or wherever you are. I mean, it is truly portable.
Yeah, 100%.
So what's next on the horizon for Unicore? Is there anything that kind of you're excited about coming up in the next 6 months, a year that you're working on?
Yeah, I mean, lots of exciting stuff. I think the one thing that, you know, I'm sure you know, but your audience may not, is Unicore is a new brand here in the United States, right? Yeah. We launched kind of 4 years ago. We have almost 20 years of engineering and golf experience behind us with our parent company in Korea. And they're called QED. The parent's called Creates, is where we have, you know, world-class engineers working on the next spin reading technology, club reading technology. All these different areas will get better and better and better. And then, you know, you mentioned franchises and lounges and things like that. If you look at QED Golf on Instagram, who is our Korean Unicore, if you will, that's a future that we're working towards, which is making our products more accessible to more people wherever you're at. And, you know, it used to be kind of simulators were east of the Mississippi and to the north, right? Where you get half a season.
Yeah.
Or sometimes less than half a season. Now with, you know, it's 112 degrees in Palm Springs right now. My parents live in the desert. They can't go play golf, but they have air conditioning and an empty room. And guess what? I can play wherever I want, whenever I want. So the kind of accessibility, Topgolf's done an unbelievable job of bringing new people to the game. We see that as a continuing trend because of the time constraints, the, you know, ability to get on a course right now. It's kind of hard to find a tee time right now. And all of those things equal, hey, if I have the ability to go play golf indoors, outdoors, at my house, at your house, or at a lounge, I'm going to jump at it because the sport it's that addicting for people who love it, right?
I can speak to that with a lot of experience.
Yeah. So technology-wise, I'd say stay tuned. There's tons of new things on the horizon on both the software and a hardware side. And, you know, this is a long game and we're in it for the long haul. So we're going to keep innovating in our space and bring new things to the table that, you know, are needed by the market, told to us by the market that they need it. And then things that we kind of invent and put out there and see how they work.
For folks who want to connect with Unicore, what's the easiest way for them to do that, whether that's website, social, what have you?
You know, you can DM through our social if you really want to get, you know, talk to somebody. Our website has tech support if you're a user already, or our website is constantly being updated with new information. Social is the quickest. You know, anything we do and announce hits social, and then you can get more detail on the website, and that's just unikor.com, and it's spelled uniquely, UNEEKOR.com. With Evenroll, it's the same thing. Evenroll's social channels, Evenroll's website. We're going through a lot of changes there right now in terms of just getting our house in order.
Yep.
Right, doing some website work, and you know, Garrett is constantly creating. So sometimes you've got to actually pump the brakes on his creative. Hey, I got a new twist on this and twist on that. One thing you can count on there is the face technology is not going anywhere, because it flat out works. And he's just going to continue to put out improvements to the existing line and then introduce new shapes and concepts that are, you know, hopefully game changing for golfers.
Well, Greg, thank you for hopping on with us, telling us about everything going on with Unikor and Evenroll and the combination of those two coming together, and hopefully we can talk again soon.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.